The skin-tight state budget didn't leave much wiggle room for public employees. They took pay cuts and thousands lost their jobs. Scott claims this will bring private sector jobs in the near future. Today, he and executives from Montreal-based armored car manufacturer Garda reiterated the company will be moving its headquarters to Boca Raton. They say the move will create 100 jobs over the next 2.5 years. These jobs are expected to have an average annual salary of about $65,000. Scott said it was Florida's business-friendly climate that lured the company.
Pleased to announce today that Garda is moving its U.S. headquarters to Boca Raton, Florida, effective this month. Florida was chosen over two other states thanks to our low taxes and our great business climate, and it's just a wonderful place to live.
Garda chose to move its regional headquarters from California to Florida. Local and state officials offered the company some $1 million in incentives. Other candidates were Illinois and Delaware. Scott appeared to take credit for the move.
Garda's decision to move to Florida speaks volumes about the strides we are taking to create the best business environment in the U.S. and prove we are capturing the attention of the business community worldwide.
The problem? Garda began talks with Palm Beach County officials long before Scott took office. In fact, he had barely won his expensive primary against former Attorney General Bill McCollum when discussions began. The Palm Beach Post first reported on it a week after Scott's inauguration and again on February 24th, when the move was made official. The state is giving the company more than $500,000 in incentives. Palm Beach County and the city of Boca Raton are both kicking in $210,000. Asked how severe cuts to programs like Florida's education system could possibly attract a quality workforce, Scott got on the defensive.
We continue to fund education the same way we fund education in the past in our state. Our federal government has given money to education and cut it back. So any reduction in education was money that our federal government cut back through their stimulus package, and then they gave the money and then took it back. We've had a great year for education in our state. We passed a variety of new bills this year. They're going to make it much better for our students. Step one, our principals are now going to be able to get rid of bad teachers.
Neither the governor nor Garda spokespeople said whether those 100 jobs would be reserved for Floridians. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.